Most parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir remain under curfew for over a week now, with a huge number of armed police and paramilitary soldiers patrolling the deserted streets. The curfew was imposed following a new wave of deadly violence that erupted last Friday after a pro-independence leader was killed by Indian security forces.
We see that Government of India always is in violation of the international humanitarian law. This is nothing new today. They have not attacked the ambulances and hospitals for the first time. This is something which is considered to be very gruesome in the international humanitarian law, and this has not happened for the first time.
It has been a real challenge for journalists to cover the crisis in Kashmir, as security forces have hindered media movement in the region.
Field mein journalists hai.
Unfortunately, the Kashmir crisis is being reported in a wrong perspective by the national media. And now every journalist is facing a backlash over the biased reporting. Journalism in India has lost its credibility.
Earlier, Press TV team managed to reach downtown Srinagar to get a closer glimpse at the restrictions, but the police prevented us from covering the situation.
Police announced in the morning that people must stay indoors, and we were not even allowed to say our Friday prayers. We are suffering.
Indian authorities have imposed restrictions on people's movement. Even Friday prayers were not allowed. Mobile, internet, train and bus services have been suspended. Days after the fresh outbreak of deadly violence in Kashmir, the international community has finally expressed its concern over the crisis and asked India to show restraint in handling the situation. Shana Butt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.